Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Interesting afternoon here on the Dana and Parks program. We have Festivus Friday coming your way right after the 5 o'clock news. It is brought to you by Q39, the airing of the grievances. One more quick story about ringing bells earlier today.
I can feel my feet again.
That's not necessary.
Yeah, that's PTSD.
Are you triggered by that sound?
The only person, well, no, there were several people that recognized us and wanted pictures and everything. That was super sweet and very nice. But the one person who came up, and I'm like, really? Really? I had been there for about 15 minutes, and a gal comes up, and I recognize her face. I didn't recognize or remember her name. But I'm like, I know I've seen this person like 1,000 times in my life.
Funny, not funny.
She was so sweet. She's like, hi. She gave you a hug. She gave me a hug.
Right.
Hugged Sam. She had a friend with her.
Yep.
And she's like, I used to see you every day, Scott.
Yeah. And I'm trying to place her, and I can't. I'm like, God, did we work together? You know, I guess we kind of did. I'm like, did we work together? And these are my thoughts, right? Did we go to church together? What was it? And she just flat out says to Dana, I'm the gal that used to work at Scott's liquor store.
She goes, I was Scott's liquor store gal.
Yeah.
And I go, oh. And then Scott, without missing a beat, goes, well, this is awkward.
Yep.
Although she did point out she hadn't seen me in 8 years, which I thought was very kind.
Awkward.
Yeah, I'm Scott's old liquor store gal.
Haven't seen you in a while, buddy.
Used to see me every single night.
How you doing?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so that happened. Anyway,
she did donate, which we appreciate.
She did, and it was very kind. Here's a list of the animals that sleep the most.
Specifically mammals.
Well, I'm going to go with puppy because we have one. She's either completely methy and tearing around the house like a maniac, or sound asleep. So dogs.
Methy dog did not make the list. Nope.
Are we talking domesticated or overall? Wild kingdom.
Well, I mean,
mammal. Does it have fur?
That's not technically true, Sam.
Whales are mammals, Sam.
They have hair.
Human infant came in at number 8.
Oh, well, human infant is 8? Mm-hmm. Okay, oh, I've got it. Cats.
Nope. A kind of cat did make the list. But not cats.
Bears?
Oh, my.
Okay.
Put me out of my misery. Could I get some wine in here? And I know that's triggering for you, but it's Friday. And
you can drink all you want. It's not going to bother me.
I just want to go
home. In fact,
home.
I would almost encourage you to drink after what we've been through today.
Okay, last time. I won't do it again. I won't do it again.
I'm going to take that bell.
I've never hit a woman.
You like that bell? You want to keep that bell?
I brought my own bell. By the way, we weren't even given bells.
Yes,
we
were.
There. No, I get there, Scott. Sam is standing outside, sans bell. And he goes, I think they forgot the bells. We don't have a bell. Anyway, mammals, go.
It's not mammals.
Oh.
Sam, stop saying mammals regarding this list because python is number five.
Oh.
You guys are making me angry on a Friday.
I thought it was mammals.
Python. All right.
Python is number five. Armadillo is four. Not a mammal.
Marsupial.
Brown bat is, I am getting pissed. Brown bat is number three.
Is that a mammal?
Sloth is number two.
How did we forget the sloth? Something beats sloth?
Now, you had mentioned bear, but you didn't have the right qualifications.
Get out. Is it a koala bear?
I'm about to quit the show.
Okay.
I started this show 20 years ago, and I am literally a back hair away from quitting.
Could we? I've never said anything to the text line, but look.
Yes, nailed it.
We've all had a day. And it's not that we didn't love ringing the bell. I loved ringing the bell. I did. It's just we're not used to being around each other, I think, that much in one day. And
In small doses.
You throw bells in.
What do I always say?
And it's always leave them wanting more.
Always leave them wanting more, not less.
Okay. All right.
Ooh, armadillo is a mammal.
Have you ever seen one of those dead on the side of the road?
I'm about to whip your ass.
You want to talk about smooth lax?
Actually, yes. I would love to.
It's been a week. Did we get some relief?
If it ends in X, Dana has ingested it in the last 8 days. I've done X-Lax, okay. Dulcolax, Duralax, and now...
X-Lax?
Yes. Metamucilex.
Miralax.
That was the other one. Yep. Miralax. And then last night, my sweet friend Ann DeFever plops this thing down, puts a big old scoop full of it in some orange juice, slams it on the table and says, drink it.
And?
I did. And then I don't want to talk about what happened next, but let me just say to those of you listening who've been following my obstructive journey, Smoothlax is a Walgreens brand. You will be intimately familiar with the bathroom once you put that powder in. I don't know what Ann did to me. I don't know what's in that smooth lax. Do not take more than the recommended daily dose.
So it works.
Oh my God. I mean, I should have slept in the guest room. I'll just leave it at that.
Were you up all night?
It was about every 30 minutes.
Did we prop a pillow up on the wall next to the toilet?
It was something. Smooth Lax by Walgreens.
It was smooth.
Okay, that is not necessary.
This says 7 once daily doses. Let me tell you something right now, people. If you took 7 of these ever, you're just dead. I don't know what that death is called, but you would be dead of death.
What do you mean? You've OD'd on laxatives in the last 48 hours.
I actually have. Could we also, before we go to break, and I know it's time.
Have you been drinking?
I swear to God, I've not. I just
look me in the eye and tell me that you're sober.
I don't know that we've had a day like this.
This has been a rough hour.
I swear to God, I'm sober. And look, I had my annual lunch with John Holt and
Dave
Helling.
That's why we're questioning.
No, this is why I'm saying this. We were down at Rye on the Plaza.
Oh, here we go.
And I have been told to only drink clear liquid.
Oh, so vodka's a clear liquid.
I had a Sprite.
So is Jen.
I had a Sprite, and then I got a Sprite at Hy-Vee.
So is Everclear.
You touch that bell one more time. I'm telling you, I've had it with both of you all day. I can't do this.
Well, I'm sorry that you hate my Christmas joy.
I don't hate your Christmas joy.
Love your Christmas joy,
you were
Sam.
So aggressively in people's faces.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, my God.
Eyes up. I see you. Quit averting your eyes.
Trying to get them with your Catholic guilt. All right. Oh, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a super quick break. We're going to recompose. Or we're just going to compose.
Let's compose.
And then we're going to get this hour on track. So far, it has not been.
Would you like some smooth
Lex? Nope.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I don't know how I feel about this cat. Hero or weirdo? From CBS News, a Detroit man has amassed millions of views online since Monday after he recorded himself walking a six-year-old girl to school after finding her outside by himself. Says Joshua Threet, got this precious little girl out here walking by herself, bro. On Monday morning, Threet was on 14th Street in Detroit when he spotted the child walking. Quote, it just threw me off because she was by herself, 6 years old. She needed somebody to be with her.
Threet, no way at age six.
Threet says he walked the little girl more than 10 blocks to Thurkel Elementary School on the city's west side. In a Facebook Live, he said, quote, I ain't want to put her in my truck, bro. So I got out and walked with her. Made sure she got to where the blank she's going.
Putting her in the truck would have certainly certified him as a creep.
Yep. She was wearing no hat, no gloves, no proper coat, and, quote, seemed scared. This is brilliant. Threet started recording the situation on his phone and stayed with the girl walking the rest. That's the only option here. And I would almost say male or female. You either record that entire thing, even if it was me, or you call 911 and you say, hey, I have a six-year-old here. Please don't come blaring lights and sirens and scare the hell out of her. But she's by herself. I'm walking her to school. I am not a kidnapper.
Yeah, that way that there is no allegation of ne'er-do-wellism.
But what does it say about her that she knew that sweet thing, knew she had to go to school and probably didn't have anyone to take her? So she thought, I'm going to huff it. Child Protective Services are now investigating.
Good.
Wonder what her home life is like.
I think we could probably figure that out.
Threet became emotional, comparing the situation to his own as a young child and emphasizing the real danger she was in.
That's one of the main problems with society today, or at least the society that we have come to know, is that objectively what he did is nothing but hero. But so many of these stories have resulted in evidence and proof that there was, maybe a different motive in a man or woman.
Which is why it was brilliant that he recorded the whole thing.
Being helpful to a younger.
I am walking with a child that is not mine. I am not a kidnapper. Right. She is freezing.
I don't know. As long as there's no other nefarious ideations going on, which how do we know what's going on inside his head? I think this guy deserves the Hero Award.
Well, and I don't dispute that, Sam.
He started crying because it reminds him of his awful childhood. I mean, this is just heartbreaking.
Okay. See, you have created a cynic in me, Sam, that I don't like. Because when I hear that he starts crying on the video, my thought is he's doing that for clicks.
No.
Or it's a cover-up and he really is a creep.
No, he is not. Leave Mr. Threat alone.
I'm not saying he's a creep.
Can't good people just do good things and for once we don't pee on the story? I think this is lovely.
I agree with you.
And apparently he said he had a man-to-man with the girl's father after all of this. I'm like, okay, let's let police do what police do now.
Well,
you know?
Wait a minute. If he was able to find the man's or the girl's father, why was dad not able to walk his daughter the 10-plus blocks
Detroit,
to school?
Wait, Detroit police told XYZ that officers have been in contact with the girl's family and that this was not the first time this has happened. Threat said he was especially emotional because his youngest child is the same age as the girl in the video. He also has a 6-year-old.
Where was mom and dad?
He says after the video went viral, quote, we had a nice man-to-man talk, is what Threat says.
Do you believe that?
Yeah, I actually
did. It was a nice man-to-man chat?
Well, I don't believe it was probably nice.
Somebody was very angry and somebody was getting scolded.
Wow.
Deservedly so. I mean, how are you going to let your kid walk to school 10-plus blocks by themselves without a hat, without gloves? Mm-hmm. The least you could do if you're going to send them on that voyage.
At what age do you not say anything when a child's walking?
I mean, I got a lot of grief. I started walking to school by myself at a very young age. It was two blocks, right? And
two blocks, that's it?
A block and a half, really.
Wow.
More often than not, when I showed up to the school, the secretary would be like, well, where are your parents? I'm like, at work.
Yeah.
It's a block and a half. I'm here. Like, they would be like, well, we're going to call your mother.
And
I'm like,
what age,
why?
Sam?
What grade was that?
I think I started doing it in like first grade, maybe kindergarten. So six, seven. Yeah.
That's pretty early. I remember walking to school at Meadows Elementary School in Fort Hood. I remember walking alone I was alone in the fourth grade. I remember definitely walking home one afternoon alone.
We walked in a group from our babysitter's house to
you're also a girl.
School, and it was two and a half blocks. What else breaks my heart is that sort of I don't know whether it's a good thing or a horrifying thing, but this says to me that 6-year-old knows that school is a safe place and that I'm going to school. There's probably warmth at school.
Food.
Teachers that care about me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, think about that.
Mm-hmm.
She could have just stayed home, right? And she didn't. She walked to school. And that breaks my heart. But it also shows you everything that our schools are providing so many kids.
And I want to live in a world where the immediate thought is this guy is an absolute hero. But we can't.
Well, not with
everything we've seen.
Sam, I'll tell you right now, because I think I'm the one who put this in the stack. When I read the headline, Detroit man goes viral after finding 6-year-old girl alone, walking her to school. My first thought is, weirdo. And that's on me.
It is on you.
But we've also been jaded
because of all the other cases where Eton Pates, never seen again the first day he walks to school by himself in New York, you know?
Mm-hmm. 913-586-7798. If you want to weigh in, you're welcome to. Please do. 913-586-7798. If you missed a segment, and there certainly was a segment today you should have missed, be sure to check out the Dan and Parks podcast. You can follow us on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast. Well, sweet Barb in Odessa's on line one. Hey, Barb.
How are you?
We're doing really well. Thank you for asking. Merry Christmas, by the way.
Thank you. That's what I was going to say. I wanted to make sure I got that in because I might not be able to tell y'all. I guess you never got my card from last year, did you?
We did not, Barb.
I sent your Christmas card last year with three three little bears, and I said the three musketeers, Merry Christmas.
Oh, we did not get that card, but thank you the thought.
I don't know. I thought maybe it's because you're not allowed to get anything because, you know, the nuts running around out there, and I understand that, you know. But I just wanted to send you a card. But I have to ask you a question. Did you watch Wheel of Fortune last night?
Yeah. The gal from Kansas City was on there.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, I know this is probably a dumb question, but I'm going to ask you. When they get the money, cash money, from when they say, I want a car or a trip, does that money involve what the trip was worth, or is that cash money?
Oh, no. It's just what they value the trip at. You don't get any cash, Barb.
Oh. And the other thing is, I wish I'd met you the other day when I went to the jewelry store, because I would have loved to see you.
Me too, Barb.
And the other thing is, I can't tell you, I'm not going to bring this up now because it's over with, but when I worked for the gas company, I went to that guy's house to shut his gas off.
Bob Berdella's?
Yes. This was back in the 70s, and he comes to the door, and at the time, at that particular time, we were by ourselves then, and you're never supposed to go into a house alone, you know, when you go to collect a bill or anything. I used to be a collector, and I said, no, I just need to shut your gas off. And he was very weird. I mean, he was very weird looking. And I got so creeped out that I just left. But then they sent me to his shop in Westport, and he had these skulls hanging in the window.
Oh, Barb.
And they were human.
Oh, Barb. I know. I just think the whole thing is so distasteful.
It is so weird. I mean, he was just not a very nice person. That's
no,
all I'm gonna
clearly.
Say. But you guys have a safe Christmas traveling.
Thanks.
And bless you all.
Thank
bless
you, Barb. You, Merry Christmas to you.
A story here from the Times of London. In 1977, Bill Withers lifted hearts with one of the great love songs, declaring, quote, when I look at you, the world's all right with me.
Okay.
By 2021, Billie Eilish was offering a chillier verdict on a recent relationship. Quote, you clearly weren't aware that you made me miserable. A new study suggests that there is a shift in tone in popular music, a half-century drift towards sadder, more angst-ridden, and less sophisticated pop lyrics. You don't say. Researchers from the University of Vienna analyzed more than 20,000 songs that appeared on the Billboard Hot 100 between 1973 and 2023. Their conclusion: songwriters may always have written about broken hearts, but the emotional bond, check that, the emotional mood music of the charts has darkened significantly over the past 50 years.
Oh, I don't doubt it.
Negativity has risen, optimism has become scarcer, and lyrical complexity has ebbed. Meanwhile, vocabulary linked to stress has surged. Where once Whitney Houston gleefully belted out, I want to dance with somebody who loves me.
The new song is, screw you, I don't like you, get away from me, I don't dance.
More recent hits have tended towards self-scrutiny and unease. Olivia Rodrigo confessing, I'm so insecure. Adele lamenting, I feel like my life is flashing by, and all I can do is watch and cry.
Okay, but there's also been songs over the years in the 60s and 70s that were a little more morose. Would you not agree?
Can you name one?
Yes.
Okay.
How can you mend a broken heart by the Bee Gees?
Okay. I'll give you that one.
They're talking about an overall theme, though. I mean, Taylor Swift's entire catalog
is happy.
What?
But I keep moving. Can't stop. Can't. Yeah. A lot of her songs are very happy, Sam.
Why? And why was she keeping moving?
Because she couldn't keep a date. Is what people said. It's not what she said. It's what other mean people said.
Now, of course, you have I'm so happy. Is that
Pharrell Williams?
Pharrell Williams.
Yeah.
Well, we can't forget Alanis Morissette.
You want to talk about a bitter woman.
Screaming.
Well,
Alanis Morissette is a bitter.
No, she is not. She wrote that song, I'm Here to Remind You About the Mess You Left When You Went Away. She was a teenager when she was dating David Coulier. Look it up. That's who that song's about.
I have no doubt.
Oh my gosh, you will never watch Full House again as long as you live, nor should you. That show is terrible. She was like 16 or something.
Her entire record, Jagged Little Pill.
Loved that album.
It was the most bitter.
Not all of it. Not all of it. Well, there's the one about the plane dying and the guy going down in the plane. Isn't that ironic? Not all of it. There was a happy song on Jagged Little Pill, I'm telling you.
There was a happy song.
Don't forget No Doubt.
Yeah.
I've got one hand in my pocket and the other one on a... That's a good song.
I feel like you're grasping at straws here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm tired, but I'm working. Yeah. That's a good song.
It's a terrible song.
No. Head Over Feet's a good song. You Learn, You Live and You Learn is a good song.
Well, why would you have to learn and live?
Everyone has to learn and live, Scott. You Ought to Know was just rage because, let me look. How old was Alanis Morissette? David, I don't even know how to spell that nerd's name. She was...
You know, he's currently battling cancer. I think he could be a little kinder.
Okay, she was 18. He was 33.
Creepy.
And he is the inspiration for the song You Oughta Know. The lyrics, we cannot even speak
that
on this
correct.
Program or we would be fired.
But the study does, I mean, it's true. The shift in pop music, particularly pop music, has gone from happy and upbeat, overarching. You know, you can point out artists, you can point out songs, you can point out albums. But as a whole, it has gone from happy and upbeat to what is wrong with my life? I hate myself.
Okay, listen to what we're listening to now. Lovely day, it's a lovely day. Yeah, I think it's a lovely day.
It's also a 50-year-old song.
Mm. I still feel lovely today, Scott.
What? I'm sure you do.
Probably because of the smooth lax.
But this song is 50 years old. We got Festive Friday coming your way in 1 hour here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale.
and for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.